So we won yesterday the football game. Finally, after I think we had some weekends not very interesting. So at least we broke this series of defeats with a great win. You know, after a few defeats. So that's the end of frustration, the end of a losing streak. You know, some endings bring relief. But not all endings feel that way. Think of, for example, I don't know if it happened to you, you eating a good ice cream when it is delicious and you don't want to finish it, you know. When it's coming to an end, you start taking small because you don't want it to finish, hoping it to make it last longer. Or I don't know if you have that experience before, you speaking to with somebody that you truly love, you know, a friend, a close friend, spouse, parent, and then sometimes you say goodbye 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times before, and then maybe the other one say, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. You. And because we don't want the conversation to end. Life is full of endings we welcome and endings we resist. But whether joyful or painful, endings always make us slow down and pay attention. They remind us that nothing in this world, victories, defeats, ice cream, or even beautiful conversations last forever. And today, my brothers and sisters, the church invites us to reflect on another kind of ending. Not the end of a game or a conversation, but the end of the world and the end of our world, my world, your world. That is not to frighten us, but to help us live with clarity, purpose, and perseverance. In the first reading, the prophet Malachi speaks of the day of the Lord as a fire. Obviously, not a physical fire, but a fire of truth that reveals everything as it truly is. Nothing false or selfish can survive in that light. And yet, Malachi gave us a promise. For you who fear my name, the Son of Justice will arise with healing. For those who seek God, that fire becomes light and healing. And in the gospel, Jesus describes a world shaken by conflict, confusion, and suffering. He is not trying to scare us. He is giving us the tools to live clearly in a confused world. Our world today is full of noise, opinions, trends, pressures, and uncertainties. In all this movement, it is easy to lose our direction. And so the beauty of today's reading is that they call us back to what truly matters, especially when life's distractions leave us not grounded in our own mission. Jesus tells us, do not be terrified. And then, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. But Jesus is not talking about persevering or preserving our earthly life. Even the saints, the martyrs, did not secure their earthly existence. He is speaking of something deeper, the salvation of our soul. He confirms it with another promise. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. This cannot refer to our mortal bodies. Jesus is speaking to of the resurrected life, where nothing that belongs to God in us is ever lost. Perseverance, then, is not just willpower. It is the daily choice to remain faithful even when life is difficult. God uses that quiet fidelity, hidden, humble, sometimes costly, to shape us for eternal life. It invites us to ask, what do we want most? A comfortable present or a joyful eternity? To gain the world or to keep the soul that lives forever? In the second reading, St. Paul corrects Christians who stopped working because they thought the end was near. They became idle and unfocused. Paul reminds them and us that a meaningful life is built through steady, responsible work. And here we remember a beautiful Christian wisdom: ora et labora, pray and work, which comes from the Benedictine tradition, where monks understood that prayer and daily labor belongs together. This wisdom is not only for monasteries, it offers a simple and powerful recipe for a healthy Christian life. Root your day in prayer and let every task become an offering to God. I believe parents live this balance every day. And we students also, we need this reminder amid pressure, expectation, and choices. Perseverance may not be glamorous, but it shapes our character, our faith, and our destiny. Jesus speaks honestly about challenges, but he gives two consoling promises. I myself will give you wisdom. In moment of confusion or doubt, Jesus says, I am with you, I will guide you. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Not an easy life, but a safe soul. A promise that nothing done in love, nothing endured for God, nothing offered in faith is ever wasted. So, what do these readings ask of us today? Choose the light each day in your relationships, decisions, and priorities. Live responsibly. Anchor your day in prayer. Offer your work to God. Persevere. When studies are demanding, when family life is complex, when faith feels heavy, when the world shakes, Jesus simply say, by your perseverance. My dear brothers and sisters, whether or not we see the end of the world, each of us will see the end of our world. And in that moment, we will meet Jesus. The fears that troubles us now will seem very small in his presence. What will matter is simple. Did we choose the light? Did we seek truth? Did we work with love? Did we persevere? If yes, then the Son of Justice will rise over us, not with fear, but with healing radiance.